Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is the Fall Fun Drive. This program, in particular, deals with an art form which pretty much came about in this country and gives us what I consider to be one of the beautiful sides of humanity. Certainly, we're surrounded every day by the less beautiful. And so I guess the underpinning philosophy of this program is that from the first records made in 1917 until now, somebody's been playing something, and it's been from their spirit to let you know that they're there. And I'm always happy to have you out there in support of this program. Hal Kemp, 1928 for Brunswick. And Richard Whiting wrote this tune, Skull Lovable. Thank you.
lovable. There's no use talking, you're so lovable. When we go walking, I throw out my chest. You're the best, others just imitate. Kisses that you create, lovable. You've got a way of petting that just drives me wild. And say, heaven above all, made you so lovable. Love me, lovable child.
Tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that so lucky to be loving you. Kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Two in that first set for you from 1928, Hal Kemp and his orchestra for Brunswick Records, and one that Richard Whiting wrote with Bob Simon called Lovable. The vocalist was Skinny Ennis, and the piano player there was John Scott Trotter, who was to back up Bing Crosby quite a bit in the 1940s, and followed by Chet Baker, 1954, in Los Angeles for Pacific Jazz, and Time After Time, written by Julie Stein, lyric by Sammy Kahn, Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on the drums, and Chet Baker singing and playing his trumpet. I called him Vic Spiderbeck later on. He's a very lyrical player, wonderful player, and singer. Hal Kemp and Chet Baker. Booker Irwin now, 1961, doing Kurt Vile's Speak Low. That was Booker Irvin playing his tenor saxophone and Speak Low, written by Kurt Vile. Horace Parlin on piano, George Tucker at the bass, and Al Harwood on drums for Candid Records, 1961. Booker Irvin. As I do in this program a lot, I'll chase what I call chasing a tune. And that simply means letting different people do the composition, which accents what I said at the beginning of the program. That is, the philosophy is that we all have goodness, and we all have the goodness to say. And you just heard that on the tenor saxophone. Now, Carmen McRae is going to come forward and give us Ogden Nash's lyric to Speak Low. Both he and Kurt Vile collaborated on a musical in 1943 called One Touch of Venus. Here's Carmen McRae, 1955, to give us the lyric to Speak Low. 1-800-677-5758.
Summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low when you speak low. Our moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon. I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is near. Tomorrow is here and always too soon. If we're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon, too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, speak low to me, and soon. If we're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon, too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me and soon.
Carmen McRae giving us Ogden Nash's lyric to Speak Low, the composition, as I said, by Kurt Vile. We heard Booker Irvin on his tenor sax do that composition in 1961, and Carmen sing it for you for Decca Records, 1955. Well, let's see. We just chased Speak Low. Here's Pete Johnson on the piano and Joe Turner, two friends from the early Kansas City days, 1938 for Vocalion. And the blues tradition, of course, is one of the great underpinnings of this music. And so here they are. Give us a call, 1-800-677-5758.
when you don't no more. Well, baby, I never thought in your door no more. So goodbye, baby, you won't have to drive me from your door. I'm sorry, baby.
Wonderful combination there of piano and voice. Pete Johnson, piano. Joe Turner, singing. 1938 for Vocalion Records. Going Away Blues and Rollin' Pete. A style of rolling the right hand, left hand on the piano. And they, their history, of course, was being in Kansas City, where Joe Turner was a bartender and Pete Johnson was playing the piano. And it must have been something back in those days, because there were dozens of places like that. And, of course, they didn't know that they were involved in an art form. I mean, they had no idea except to make it a living and enjoy doing what they've done and heard when they were young and passing it along. Pete Johnson and Joe Turner are heard on this program, as many others over the near 90 years of recorded music. And my time from 3 to 6 on Sundays is a pleasure for people who are at home. A lot I get calls from people who are working on something and listening to the radio. What I'm going to do now is Chase Indian Summer. It was written by Victor Herbert. And The lyric is by Al Dubin. We will hear Hans Kohler from Baden-Baden in 1953, and then Ella Fitzgerald, 1973.
Going astray.
Summer, written by Victor Herbert. Lyric by Al Dubin. Hans Kohler in Baden-Baden, 1953, recorded by Vogue. Playing his tenor sax. Albert Mangelsdorf on his trombone. Judd Hipp at the piano. Franz Rutter on string bass. And Carl Sonner playing drums. Then Ella Fitzgerald, 1973. Columbia recorded that. Indian Summer. Eddie Bearfield did the arrangement and was playing a saxophone in the band. It was supposed to be as many of the members of the great Chick Webb band that they could find in 1973 to come back and play behind her. And if they couldn't get certain ones, of course, they would have other musicians come in, which they did. Bearfield was Ella's music director in the 1940s and part of the Chick Webb band. Chick Webb, the great drummer, and his band in the 30s discovered Ella Fitzgerald, a matter of fact. Hans Kohler and Ella Fitzgerald, 1953 and 1973, Indian Summer. Thelonious Monk now. He's going to play the piano, solo piano. This is a composition called Reflections, and it also goes by the name of Portrait of an Eremit, but we'll call it Reflections. This was done by Monk for Swing Vogue Records in Paris, 1954. Thelonious Monk, Reflections. Thelonious Monk playing his composition Reflections in Paris, 1954, for Swing Vogue Records. And the lyric to this was put together by John Hendricks a number of years ago. And Seattle vocalist Karen Shivers, who comes into the New Orleans restaurant when I'm there on Thursday evenings with the Ham Carson Septet. And she sits in and does beautifully. And she has a new CD, and I want you to hear her. It was put out by Pony Boy Records. This is Reflections by Thelonious Monk, lyric by John Hendricks. Bill Anschell is on piano, Doug Miller on string bass, and Karen Shivers and Monk's Reflections.
As I'm reflecting back on my life, it's like a dream. Things are not quite what they seem. There's always something missing, something unseen, but dimly remembered. I think of paths I might have taken, lies I'd have changed. Some little things, goals rearranged. And I'm amazed how tender feelings can be. In looking back, we just peek through the crack between what is real and false. In this eternal waltz, meanwhile, we all keep dancing. Now at the end of my reflections, I have to say, I would live life the same way, but that's the way that life goes. Thank God I'm one girl who knows. Yes, I know. Thank you.
looking back, we just peek through the crack between what is real and false. In this eternal waltz, meanwhile, we all just keep dancing. Reflections, I have to say, I would live life the same way, but that's the way that life goes. Thank God I'm one.
Karen Shivers singing the lyric of John Hendricks to Thelonious Monk's composition Reflections, brand new, her CD 2005 on Pony Boy Records. Bill Anshall playing the piano and Doug Miller on bass behind Karen Shivers. Reflections by Thelonious Monk. Here's Louis Armstrong.
Wish it were true. You know one thing, I hate to deceive. Boy, what can I do? Lying to myself, crying to myself, trying to make believe my baby's on the shelf. But it's more than I can do. I'm phony stuff and trying to bluff it through. Yes, I miss my loving and kissing. When I hear the radio, blame and love you so. Something tells me, boy, I feel like 10 below. Cause I'm lying to myself, trying to chase the bruise well. Just because of foolish pride, I tried to hide all feelings for Cupid's heart. And though I'll shout out loud, that choose a crowd, that doesn't move my heart. Mama, when I think of my sweet bed and the places we've met, I just say I'm not a doggone bit upset. Cause I'm lying to myself, trying to raise the blues. Spot the button of those feathers, but it. time. Brings me rest. Time of day that I like best. Where you've been, just roll on in. The robin in his nest. Evening tide that speaks of love. That's what I've been thinking of. Watching that beautiful sunset in the west. Oh, the dream I'm dreaming. Evening, someone waits for me. Evening, meet the wildwood tree. Oh, evening, and I'll soon be there. Loving my sweet chickadee with all my heart. Evening tide brings down the night. But hang the moon up high and bright. Cause evening tide, I've fallen in love. Bumble to those bedded by the rib.
Louis Armstrong for you, and how important he is to this music. There, in 1936 for Decca, Lion to Myself, written by Hoagy Carmichael, and also by Carmichael, Eventide, Louis Armstrong's trumpet and singing. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. This program is a history program of this music as much as possible. Mosaic Records has a new little package that they call their Select, and they issued something of Charles Tolliver and his Live at Slugs, which is New York place in 1970. He was there. Tolliver plays the trumpet. I haven't gotten that from Mosaic yet, but I do have the record from Strata East, Charles Tolliver's efforts. He playing the trumpet, Stanley Cowell on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Jimmy Hopps playing the drums. Here they are at Slugs, 1970. Their group is called Music Incorporated, run by Charles Tolliver, who plays the trumpet.
Thank you.
That's Music Incorporated, and it's a group led by the trumpet star Charles Tolliver at Slugs in New York City, 1970, as put out by Strata East. It's actually from the volume Live at Slugs, Volume 2. And as I mentioned, Mosaic's coming out with Mosaic Select, excuse me again, number 20, which is quite a bit of stuff by Charles Tolliver and Music Incorporated. Stanley Cowell on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Jimmy Hopps playing drums, and Tolliver on trumpet. I found it. Yeah, we can. I can. You can hear them now, Joe. See that? This gives you the idea that there are actual people here. Like that movie Phone Booth. I'm out there doing that. Years ago, we did the Puyallup Fair. Remember that, Joe? I think it was before you got here. I was in a trailer out there looking at people with cotton candy in their hands during this. Back in the 20s, Carlton Kuhn, who's a great drummer, and his friend, Joe Sanders, got together. Sanders plays the piano and put together a band called the Original Nighthawk Orchestra. They're going to do one now from 1928 in Chicago called Too Busy. And then Billy Delk Christian's going to sing it to you from the same year, same town. Too Busy, backed by the Louis Armstrong Hot Four.
Just you wait and see, dear. just what to do. When I ask for a kiss or two, you say no, not now, dear, somehow. Dear, you're always too busy for my loving, too busy for my petting. That is all that I've been getting from you. What's more, and I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue. I can't understand your actions, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you. What's more, when I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue. I can understand your actions, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that
I'm too busy for you. Hot Tune, Hot Playing, 1928 in Chicago. Carlton Kuhn and Joe Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra from Chicago for Victor Records did their version of Too Busy, with Carlton Kuhn playing the drums and singing. And then, same year, same city, Lily Delk Christian came forth with Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Earl Hines piano, Jimmy Noon on clarinet, and Mansikara on guitar, and their version of Too Busy. We always joke about that and say brilliance in adversity. Carlton Kuhn, Joe Sanders, followed by Lily Delk Christian. When Louis Armstrong was in Chicago, he was doing a lot of work for the various variety shows that came around. Vaudeville was one. Pantages is another. There are many theaters around the country that you can still see with the name Pantages, because the Pantages people, their contracts, came and entertained the folks. Carol Dickerson had one of those jobs. He worked for both, actually. And he had a band called the Savoyagers with Louis Armstrong. Louis is tremendous here. He really changed so much. And the idea of the individuality and the spirit of the individual in this music. Here's Louis Armstrong with Carol Dickerson and his Savoyagers in Chicago, 1928. Louis Armstrong performing with Carol Dickerson's Savoyards in Chicago, 1928. And interestingly enough, that was first issued on Odeon out of Argentina for some reason. Those two compositions, Symphonic Raps and Savoyards Stomp. And of course, Louis, he was playing everywhere in that town in the 20s and exciting everything. And not only that, playing in a pit orchestra, you know, for some kind of, you get, you know, a juggler come out and then the band to play and then singer to come out and so on and so forth, the guy on stilts, all that. And then he was going to the recording studio. And here with Earl Hines, the great pianist from Duquesne, by the way, they're going to play a duet, Weatherbird, written by Joe Oliver, who was Louis' mentor early on. Oliver first called it for his band Weatherbird Rag. Louis and Earl decided just to call it Weatherbird. Here they are. Well, that's Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines and Weatherbird, recorded for OK Records in Chicago, 1928. While you're doing that, here's Peggy Lee, 1941, with Benny Goodman.
I could cry.
life when all the cats gave out the jive. Read this, this, see, that, that, that. There did it, Marie. Dig that sack, you jumpin' jack. Does that 88 send you? Jump, jump, jump it to that trumpet. Satch is gonna blow about your rip. They called me Squarey when I walked in today. But 12 o'clock, they called me gay. Read this, 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 that, that, that. That bit of Marie.
Benny Goodman, 1941, for OK Records, with his vocalist Peggy Lee. Arrangement by Mel Powell, who's playing piano in the band, of How Long Has This Been Going On, written by the Gershwins. And That's the Way It Goes, arrangement by Eddie Sauter, for Miss Lee to sing. Benny Goodman, Peggy Lee, 1941. Let's get to some music. Let's do Ferris Wheel. This is an interesting composition. Gabor Szabo and his guitar in 1968 is going to do it. The arranger is the pianist in the band, Gary McFarlane. Let's hear Ferris Wheel right now.
Sometimes I wish that I could feel the way I think I did before, when all the world was fresh and new. How could I ever ask for more? It seems to me it's hard to see the way I'm supposed to feel. Close your eyes, hang on tight, and let your heart just dream tonight. And meet me by the Ferris wheel. Come take me for a ride. Buy my ticket just once more, we'll watch the clouds go by. If I could have just one balloon, I'd never ask again. Come meet me by the Ferris wheel and hang on tight. We'll reach and touch the wind. To ponder life, I've come to know other ways in which to grow. It's not the same, it cannot be, to know of love, to be set free. To hold a moonbeam in your hand and let it die can be more grand. I'm all confused, I must admit, I'm going mad. Oh, let's just forget it and lead me by the Ferris wheel. Come take me for a ride. Buy my ticket just once more, we'll watch the clouds go by. If I could have just one balloon, I'd never ask again. Come meet me by the Ferris wheel. Would you feel like the whole world could love you. Don't you know that the joy is right there in your hand, not holding on to a string? Perhaps we gain wisdom as time passes by, living, loving, and learning. No matter how badly you want that volume, the magic is in the yearning. And me. Come take me for a ride. Buy my ticket just once more. We'll watch the clouds go by. If I could have just one balloon, I'd never ask again. Come meet me by the Ferris wheel and hang on tight. We'll reach and touch, hang on tight. Hang on tight, we'll reach and touch the way.
Well, a set of Ferris wheel material. Gabor Szabo, his guitar, and an arrangement by pianist Gary McFarlane for a composition called Ferris Wheel for Sky Records. The record's called Dreams, 1968. And then from 1990, Paula Owen singing for you, Meet Me at the Ferris Wheel. Eddie Morgan's trombone, Mike Stryker's piano, Ken Gottschall on bass, and Ron Enyard on drums for Cadence Jazz Records, 1990, Paula Owen. Here's Nat Pierce, his orchestra, 1961.
Thank you. sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? My love is true, and just for you. I'd do almost anything at any time. Dear, when you sigh, or when you cry, something seems to grip this very heart of mine.
Set brought you the orchestra of Nat Pierce, arranger, composer, and pianist, for Hep Records, Sister Sadie, written by Horace Silver, and Melancholy Baby, written by Ernie Burnett and George Norden, and featuring the alto saxophone of Dick Meldonian. And then Claire Austin sang it for you, 1955 for Contemporary Records, with Barney Kessel on guitar, Morty Korb on bass, Stan Reitzman on piano, and Bob Scobie playing the trumpet. Nat Pierce Orchestra, 1961, and Claire Austin in Los Angeles, 1955. So if you are listening, and you have been a listener to this program, you know what it's all about, and it's been here since 1982, July 10, a matter of fact. When I came on board, I was doing a program from 10 to midnight on Saturday nights, and then I went to Saturday and Sunday and stayed that way for a long time, and then finally ended up from the 3 to 6 time on Sundays. I've been doing that for a number of years. Where are we? I'm looking at my notes. What do we have? Ah, ever hear of the Squirrel Nut Zippers? All right, here they are, 1995. As the squirrel nut zippers zip along, you can give us a call, 1-800-677-5758.
Fella down in Lover's Lane with some other fella.
Oh. ain't gonna behave.
Here. The Squirrel Nut Zippers 1995 on Mammoth, Lover's Lane, written by James Mathis, who played the guitar and did some singing there. Then for Bluebird Records, way back in Charlotte, North Carolina, 1937, the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, one of my favorite quartets, Golden Gate Gospel Train, he sang for you. Then for Capitol Records, the Benny Goodman Trio 1947, doing Bye Bye Pretty Baby, written by Jack Gardner and Spike Hamilton. Teddy Wilson at the piano, and Jimmy Crawford, the great drummer for Jimmy Lunsford's band, was sitting in there with Goodman, of course, on clarinet. While we're waiting for your call, we're going now to Bud Powell, the great pianist, with George DeVivier on drums and Arthur Taylor on, George DeVivier on bass and Arthur Taylor on drums, 1953 for Blue Note. And here's Glass Enclosure.
long ago and far away. I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside. But now the clouds have passed, you're here at last, you're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine.
Well, the last set of the day, for me anyway, in the Art of Jazz, included Bud Powell, the Hi-Los, and Eddie Condon. I'm Ken Wiley. This is the Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Stay tuned for John Kessler and All Blues, and thank you very, very much for being out there.